Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Hello, my name is Jorge Gaviria, and I'm the founder of Macienda. We partner with farmers in Mexico to bring heirloom corn products to every kitchen. With my Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on every purchase. And it has no preset spending limit, which means my purchasing power adapts to my business needs. My Spark card helps me fulfill my mission of bringing Masa to the masses. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo-Baka, and look now at our stories. Financial analyst and lecturer at the University of Ghana Business School, Dr. Benjamin Amoa, has challenged the office of the Vice President to provide more details on how Dr. Makbut Bawumia intends to stop the cedi depreciation with gold. Dr. Bawumia, during an interaction with labor unions, announced that his government, if voted into power, will end the cedi depreciation with the precious mineral. But Dr. Amoa said even though the practice was used about four decades ago, it is not a reliable system to end currency depreciation.
The preference for many economic managers of the world is to allow the currencies to find their natural, you know, strength based on demand and supply condition, and not using the natural commodities or resources that we have. And so it would be good to know what actually will go into this policy that will make it different from where the world have transitioned from over 40, 50 years ago, to let it make it look as if it is new for us to have a strong currency. BOG itself about 2 or 3 years started purchasing gold as part of diversifying its reserves to support the currency. So yes, it is not new, but the world has moved on. So there should be something special that we don't know about this particular arrangement that will give our CD some strength.
Dr. Benjamin Amoa is a financial analyst and also a lecturer at the University of Ghana Business School, speaking there. Now, the Ghana Statistical Service has revealed in its latest 2024 quarterly report that Ghana experienced a trade surplus of 11.5% in quarter one of 2024. According to the government statistician, Professor Somo Kobnenim, this is more than twice the average of the whole year of 2023.
In the first quarter of 2024, we have recorded a trade surplus of 11.5%. This trade surplus of 11.5% is more than twice the average for the whole year 2023 and also the same time period in 2023. Cocoa performed not as expected in the first quarter of 2024, having a slowdown in its total export value and recording the lowest since 2021, despite the fact that the first quarters of each year has seen the highest trade value for our cocoa exports. For the first time, Ghana Statistical Service has put out our export-import price statistics, and between the last quarter of 2023 and the first quarter of 2024, we are seeing at least a 5 times increase from both an export and an import perspective.
Professor Samuel Kobnenem is the government statistician. Inflation is expected to fall to 21% in May and end the year around 17%. That's according to GCB Capital. It pointed out that its decision is due to base effects. More in this report.
Inflation has been nosediving since the beginning of the year. GCB Capital expressed concern about the anticipated pass-through of the current spate of city depreciation and its lagged impact. It added that the second round effect remained an upside risk to the near-term outlook. Again, the multiple upward adjustments in ex-pump petroleum prices, which result in transport fare hikes and its full pass-through to the general prices, are yet to come. With the quarterly utility tariff adjustments still to come amidst the general macroeconomic uncertainties, GCB Capital said the risk of near-term inflation is quite pronounced. Inflation tumbled in April 2024 to 25.0% from 25.8% in March 2024. In response, the Monetary Policy Committee maintained an appropriately tight monetary policy stance amidst the emerging upside risks.
A Business Desk report. To some other stories, the director of the Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research at the University of Ghana, Professor Peter Kwoti, says Ghana's foreign exchange regime can be saved if government invests into advancing technologies. According to him, the emergence of artificial intelligence could affect some sectors if not properly utilized. Speaking at the launch of a report on digital and agri-based economies in Africa, Professor Kwoti called for a new research agenda on new technologies.
Let's also develop some of the AIs. Let's develop some of the technologies. We shouldn't be users all the time, end users. Let's develop them so that we save our hard-earned foreign exchange from importing all these technologies and paying for user charges and user fees and license fees, etc. You know, so this misalignment between global research discourse and policy prescriptions therefore call for a new agenda, new research agenda, and that is intentionally tailored to the specific knowledge gaps and policy problems of the African context.
Professor Peter Kwoti is the director of the Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research at the University of Ghana. This is still the Joy Business Report. In his quest to eat healthily, Ernest Lamy merged his background in engineering with farming. In today's episode of Food Chain, Emma Davis reports on how Ernest is maximizing the use of a tiny room at Achiaman in the heart of Accra to grow lettuce. Enjoy.
Ernest Lamy used to be a video editor at a media house. That's how he made a living. But in 2017, his life changed as he edited a documentary, Poison on the Menu. In the documentary, some farmers were exposed for farming malpractices. This affected Ernest's ability to consume salad, especially since salad is perceived as a healthy meal. This led him to get into lettuce farming, the base of any Ghanaian salad.
In 2017, I was working with the multimedia group and I had the opportunity to edit a documentary titled Poison on the Menu. And after the documentary, I realized how the farmers are abusing chemicals in terms of applying chemicals on vegetables that we consume. So I asked myself, what can I do in order to solve this problem? And way forward in 2021, I also had an opportunity to join IFA International, and I learned so much about the agri value chain and the benefits in there. I had a team already that we were also into engineering, working for universities, and I brought the team together and asked them, what can we do? And after deliberating about it, we saw that, okay, we can put our engineering skills into solving some of the challenges that are faced in the agri value chain.
Just as any startup faces financial constraints, Ernest Farm, the farm estates, had a problem with seed funding. However, he joined the Cosmos Innovation Center's Agritech Challenge in 2021 and gained funding of $40,000 to finally kick off.
So in 2021, we saw that there was an opportunity for us to join Cosmos Innovation Center with. So we joined them, we went through the training, we had a lot of training, we had coaching from businesses and also mentors. And after that, by God's grace, we were able to get funding, which is $40,000, to start this and then test our hypothesis to see if everything is correct. And by God's grace, this is where we are now.
Although Ernest got into farming to promote healthy eating, the long-term goal is to promote the incorporation of technology in farming, especially as climate change is negatively impacting food production.
Currently, the whole world is facing climate issue. Because of this problem exists, we as a youth must find a way to feed ourselves and also feed the next generation coming. And to be able to do this, we need to look at technology in order to see how we can maximize space, see how we can be able to grow more yield, and then also to be able to feed the next generation that is coming. So we see technology to be the way forward.
And that's it for Food Chain.
Food Chain airs every Saturday at 6 p.m. on the Joy News channel and a repeat on Tuesdays at 2:30 p.m. Do make a date. Time now for Entrepreneur in You. While the feedback on Entrepreneur in You has been great, today we rehash our lesson on one of the fundamentals of doing business and being an entrepreneur, and that is knowing the difference between your profit, your margin, your net profit, and your net margin.
Hello. Have you asked yourself the difference between profits and margin? It's because these are terms that we use interchangeably every day. If you bought your clothes at 600 cedis, and after selling all these clothes, you got 1,000 cedis, that means you made a profit of 1,000 minus 600. So you made 400 cedis. If at the end of everything, subtracting all of these expenses, you made 200 cedis, and still sold at 1,000 cedis, it means that you made a profit of 400 cedis, but a net profit of 200 cedis. So your margin might be 40%, but your net margin, in this case, is 20%. So it means that for every cedi that comes in, 40% is profit, 20% is pure profit, because margin is a percentage and profit is the actual figure. And margins show how efficient your sales process is, whilst profit, that's exactly what the word says, how profitable or the potential profitability of the business. That's it for today. Keep well.
Brought to you by Africa School of Entrepreneurship.
Dr. Maxwell Ampong and the Entrepreneur in You series right here on Mondays and Thursdays on TV, radio, and on social media. That's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Let me tell you about the Ecobank EMG Million Gang. Now, this is the year to stop singing and talking about chopping and enjoying life and just do it. Ecobank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God. Winners will be rewarded bi-weekly, and you can be one of them winning up to 10,000 cedis. There will also be 3 monthly draws, and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Ecobank Express Point, or via Ecobank Mobile to stand a chance of winning. Other prizes include fuel vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime, and many more. Promo runs from now to July 31. It is your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 cedis deposit earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Always a pleasure serving you. Ignition is next. Enjoy.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.